must be that.
We'll entertain a motion to come back into regular session.
I'll make that motion.
No, 2 years in the Democrat.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver, second, Mr. Cole, to come back into regular session.
They taped me on the radio.
Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried. Now, we're going to revert back on our agenda to what was under Administrator's Report, item number 7, possible introduction of an ordinance.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. As we previously discussed, we were going to consider the introduction of a proposed ordinance to amend the county code relating to the issue discussed earlier today when an applicant fails to appear or fails to withdraw its application. The ordinance which we share with you today allows the county council or the Planning and Zoning Commission, depending on the body, to receive a petition for reconsideration within 15 days should an applicant fail to appear or fail to withdraw, and that failure was beyond the applicant's control. So this code will address that issue, and we would simply introduce this today, and at a future date in 2015, we'd go through the regular public hearing process.
Public hearings for before P&Z,
P&Z,
and then county council.
Correct.
And two public hearings.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anybody want to introduce this?
I'll introduce it.
Mr. Cole introduces the ordinance.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Now we're going to move on to our public hearings for 1:30.
Okay.
Mr. Moore.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. I'll read the rules of procedure for county council zoning hearings. When the council holds public hearings on zoning applications, they are legislative hearings because council uses the information obtained during the hearings to decide whether to adopt an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map in the manner requested by the applicant. Each application will be announced. The director will review with council the minutes and testimony from the P&Z hearing, and those minutes will be made part of the record, along with any exhibits introduced at the P&Z hearing and any recommendation made by the commission. The applicant will be called on to present and explain their application, present reasons supporting their application. Council may question the applicant and their witnesses. After the applicant has presented their application, council will provide an opportunity for anyone else who favors the application to speak. After that, any persons who oppose or question the application will be allowed to state the reasons for their opposition or questions. After that, there will be no rebuttal by the applicant, and the hearing will be closed unless council decides to leave the record open for a specific purpose and time period. The applicant will not be allowed to question persons who speak in opposition, and persons who speak in opposition will not be allowed to question the applicant or their witnesses. If you intend to speak, please come. You're required to come to front and stand at the podium and state your name and home address before you make your statement. Please sign in to the sign-up sheet at the podium. If you represent or speak for a group organization, please identify who you represent. When you make your statement, please be concise. Do not repeat yourself. If you have a written statement, hand it to Mr. Lankin, and it will be made part of the record. If there is more than one witness for the applicant or more than one person in opposition, please do not repeat points that a prior speaker has already stated. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion. No applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. If you have a cell phone, pager, beep, or other telephonic device with you, please take the time now to turn it off or switch it to silent service. At the conclusion of the hearing on each application, council may either approve it, deny it, or defer it to a later date. If the Planning and Zoning Commission deferred action, council will do likewise. And the first hearing today is conditional use number 1996, and is for Hector Patricia Carmona.
Yes, this is an application to consider the conditional use of land in a C1 general commercial district for a food vendor to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 15,285 square feet, more or less, land lying west of U.S. Route 113, DuPont Boulevard, 800 feet south of Road 380, Parker Road, with a 911 address of 34892 DuPont Boulevard, Frankfort, Delaware, with a tax map ID of District 533, Map 4, Parcel 13. Planning and Zoning Commission held public hearing on this application on September 25th of 2014. For benefit of council, I have passed down copies of the survey site plan for this application for their review and consideration. During the public hearing on September 25th, we did have comments from DLDOT. We had comments from the County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division, and the Sussex Conservation District. Mr. Carmona was present with Jamie Sanchez and Holly Carmack giving testimony. There were no parties present in support of or in opposition to the application. On September 25th, the Commission did defer action for further consideration. On October 9th of 2014, the Commission discussed this application under old business. Mr. Smith stated he would move that the Commission recommend approval of conditional use 1996 for Hector Petrarca Carmona for a food vendor to sell food and beverages based on the information contained in the record and for the following reasons. One, there is room for the use on the site, including parking. There will also be room to pull off of U.S. Route 113 to access the food vendor. Two, the use will not adversely affect neighboring properties, the community, or area roadways. The use is appropriate in this location next to U.S. Route 113, and it is on property that is zoned C1 commercial. This recommendation for approval is subject, however, to the following conditions. A, the use shall comply with all setback and parking requirements or obtaining appropriate approvals from the Sussex County Board of Adjustment. B, the applicant shall comply with all DLDOT requirements, including entrances to and from U.S. Route 113. C, any trash containers associated with the use shall be screened from view of neighboring properties and roadways. D, there shall be permitted one lighted sign not to exceed 32 square foot in size. E, bathroom sanitation facilities shall be provided on the site. F, the applicant shall contain all agency approvals for the food service operations prior to final site plan approval. And G, the final site plan for this use, including the location of the food truck, any bathroom sanitation facilities, driveways, entrances, and parking and picnic tables, shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. Therefore, there was a motion by Mr. Smith, seconded by Mr. Ross, carried unanimously to forward this application to council with a recommendation that it be approved for the reasons and with the conditions stated, and that motion carried 5-0. That's all I have unless you have questions.
Question, council?
Okay, seeing none, is the applicant here? Would like to come forward and explain your application, please. Good afternoon.
How are you guys?
Good.
I guess I'm here, just a translator from a friend. I forgot his name, Hector. I guess he came here, was it last week, 2 weeks ago or so? I guess he just wanted to see if he was approved or not for his business on DuPont.
Okay, what he was, the planning and zoning made a recommendation for approval. However, this body, this board, the county council is now hearing his application. He needs to explain what he's planning to do, and then they'll make a final determination if he gets approved.
Ellos tienen unos planos chicos para guiarse. El único plano que tengo es donde necesito más grande.
All right. Well, I guess he has a proposed site plan here. Now, I don't know if you guys have that.
Right.
Okay. Ellos tienen esa copia.
Just ask him. Just explain what he's planning to do there, and if there's any special traffic issues, what he plans to serve, all those kind of things. Just kind of give us an overview of what he plans to do.
And what the stand looks like, the unit, if you can describe the unit.
¿Cómo se va a ver así el negocio? Sí, sí, luego, si tiene problemas luego con de, si hay tráfico. Así como qué planeas cómo vas a utilizar esa situación. Sí.
¿Cómo lo voy a mantener? Estoy retirado de la pues, abriría otra salida, no sé.
Okay. Sorry, I'm sorry. Okay. I just knew this.
Mira, esta es la entrada de la esta. No sé a qué cosa, cuál es la pregunta, si el tráfico de la 113 o cuál.
All right, so I'm sorry, the question was again, what does he have to explain? I'm sorry.
Just tell us what he plans to do on this site, what he's asking permission to do.
Oh, I guess he's just asking permission to, have a little vending food place so he can sell his food. I guess it'd be tacos of whatever can go, whatnot. He's going to also sell seafood as well. He's going to... Afuera va a tener así un puesto así también para que coman las personas afuera, así todo.
Sí, es un stand que está, el que está marcado aquí atrás. Este es el camión. Y acá atrás hay una área donde comen las personas.
Okay. All right, so I guess that little, where he's going to have his kitchen and everything, it's a little food truck that he's going to be selling from, making the food and everything in. It has his own kitchen. And I guess on the outside of it, on the back, he has built a little wood decking for the people to eat the food. And I guess situation-wise, I guess if there's any problems with parking, I mean, parking's going to be enough and holding any traffic from, I guess, on 113, he's going to have an exit and, I guess, a proper exit and an entrance for that so we don't have any backups or any traffic onto 113.
Will he move the mobile stand off the property?
Or does it just permanently
sit right there? Does it stay there all the time? All
right. El camión eso sí se puede mover también, si el caso.
Sí.
Yeah, the stand is movable, so just in case he can move it back if there's any problem. So it's just not going to stay there in one spot.
Todo se puede mover.
So the wood decking, I assume, is something portable he can put out or take up?
Yes, it is.
Does the council have any other questions?
No. Does he have to do anything with Del Dot, Lawrence? Or
yes,
does
he would.
In the proposed driveway, does that have to all be installed before he starts operating?
He needs the approval of Del Dot before he gets commission final approval.
Okay.
And it may require substantial improvement. It may not. But it's up to Del Dot. Then
the entrance, okay.
The vehicle and the decking is going to all have to be moved back off the right-of-way or else go for a variance with the board.
Okay.
But it's too close to the line.
Mm-hmm. Is it there now?
It's there now.
Okay. And the proposed driveway, is that, that's not there?
I don't have a copy. Sorry, can I borrow this?
Sure. Yeah, see that proposed? I guess that's to get cars once they come in the entrance.
It's there already. It's just, it's a prior driveway already existing and or proposed. I guess it is proposed. The driveway is not there now. It's proposed and it's got to be relocated.
Okay. Well, that will have to be installed before you.
It would have to be installed, but it has to be relocated too. It will be subject to Delta. Where it starts and then where it finishes.
Okay.
And you don't have any requirements that this mobile stand has to move every night or something. It can come and stay.
No, it could stay there permanently once it's located in a proper location.
Okay.
Got setback issues.
Okay.
Did you understand that there is a problem with the current location of the stand? It is too close to the road. It actually sits in the right-of-way. Is that correct, Mr. Lane?
No, it's not in the right-of-way, but it's only six foot
it's
back.
Too close to the right-of-way, so it will, if approved by the council, it will have to move back.
2.2.
And there will be another process. You have to get approval from Del Dot if this body approves your application. You have to get approval from Del Dot. There will have to be a site plan presented to back to planning and zoning as well.
And Del Dot is the Department of Transportation, in case you didn't know.
Del Dot, yeah, okay.
The highway department, right?
Pues eso, porque como están diciendo que todavía está muy cerca. Es porque eso está ahorita el camión, esa carretera. Entonces están como cuánto pies afuera de la carretera. No está muy cerca, ¿verdad? Porque están diciendo que va a haber un problema de eso, que está muy cerca de la 113.
No, el espacio de toda esta propiedad, que son 20 pies de donde está la orilla de la carretera, está la propiedad. No es, estos son 20 pies, no son 20 pies, son, ¿cuánto está marcando aquí?
20 pies.
Ma'am, are you part of this application?
I think I'm just here for moral support. I'm not really part of the application.
Okay. I just trying to find who everybody is. Okay, and we know you're the translator. We understand that part of it.
Yeah. Dice, dile que hay un espacio grande que la tiene una propiedad de más de 20 pies. Son como.
Okay, so I guess that mobile home, or the mobile stand, I guess it's 20 feet off of the I guess, from 113, from the highway. Now
60. The front yard setback for that structure is 60 feet from the right-of-way of Route 113.
Right. Oh, tiene que estar de...
Put that stand way back.
You don't need a variance, it's simple as that.
De pies de las entradas de la orilla.
No, yo no sé, pero mira, aquí está marcando el...
Have you explained all this before, or no?
It was brought up in a commission public hearing a little, but not much.
The same translator was there?
No, different one. Did all the talking?
Aquí no la, es, aquí son, son los...
You understand what we're alluding to?
Oh, good.
Esa no es la parte de la...
This is all sometimes.
Mi entrada.
La entrada, sí. Pero...
Este es mi driveway que voy a hacer.
Y no sabes cuánto están así de... atrás la...
Tiene como... De aquí a acá tiene como unos 80 pies más o menos de aquí hasta acá, son tal la propiedad.
Oh, esa es la carretera, entonces.
Okay, well, you're working on this.
Oh, okay. All right, so I guess I just looked at...
Donde está mi entrada.
All right, so I guess those 20 feet are from, I guess, that driveway that he has. I guess it does have more than 60 feet from 113.
Here's an option for you. If he gets the approvals today, his current location is too close. He would have to be back 60 feet, which is probably pretty excessive. To get relief from that 60 feet, there's another hearing he would have to apply for. It's called a variance.
Board of Adjustment
to get a variance from our ordinance so we can allow him to get closer. So what we can do today is give the approval for the food cart.
Okay.
But then the locating of it is probably because he's going to be in violation of the setback with the current location and with the way the land is configured, it's not very deep.
Right.
And he wants to be close as he can to the road, not farther away. So there, he's going to have to go to the Board of Adjustment after this. If he gets approval here, he goes to the Board of Adjustment, which is another hearing.
If he wants to move forward.
If he wants to move forward, or he might feel that this location's getting too expensive, too awkward, or something like that.
Okay.
You understand?
Okay. Yes.
So what he could do is allow us to go through today. Let's finish the hearing. If it gets approval, then he can go to the Board of Adjustment.
And he talks to this man again, right there in the blue shirt. And he'll tell you what to do next.
You
don't want to be 60 feet back from the road with a little mobile stand. Cart, you want to be closer.
What does it look like?
Otherwise, you'll die.
There's a septic area, Sam.
Business will die.
That ass is a septic.
Okay.
Sam, the configuration of the property is difficult.
Yeah, you did too. That's not a problem.
No, a Board of Adjustment can give you relief. Could be the same.
All right. He has a question. I guess with the drive aisle that he's going to have, he can't start building that yet until, I guess, he has DLDOT approval, correct?
Right. I'd wait before I spent too much money.
Right, okay.
And see if you get to this other hearing to get the approval to come closer.
All right, and this other hearing is?
Well, it'd have to be scheduled. And you'd have to pay an application fee.
Okay.
And there are certain requirements, but this man could explain to you.
Okay.
After the hearing today.
Today we're just looking to see if the use is appropriate for that spot.
Right. Okay.
If we approve this, then he's got to deal with a DLDOT entrance issue. And also, if he wants to be closer than our code allows, he'd have to have a separate hearing at Board of Adjustment to ask for a variance for that.
So he can get closer.
Okay. Right. Well, Mr. Lank down here can walk him through that process.
Okay.
Now, I would recommend it. It would probably be much easier for him if the next time he comes either to the Board of Adjustment or comes to meet with Mr. Lank, if you come with him.
Okay.
I think he came to P&Z with a different interpreter.
Yeah.
So every time a different interpreter shows up, you have no idea what P&Z heard.
Right, right.
Or what they told him, you know what I mean? So you can, it's like a catch-up all the time.
Yeah, okay.
So if you can walk him through the process with him, mm-hmm. that'd probably be a big help for him and all of us.
Right, yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Do you have anything else to add right now?
Okay.
Thank you. Is there anyone else here today that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone in favor? Not seeing anyone. Is there anyone here today that would like to speak in opposition to this? Anyone in opposition? Seeing none. Mr. President, at this time, yes.
I just need the name of the interpreter.
Raul Perez.
Raul Perez.
Okay.
And at this point, we can close the public hearing on this matter. If it's the pleasure of the council to close the public record as well.
We will close public hearing, and if it's okay with council, close public comment. And ask Mr. Moore to read a short title.
An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in a C1 general commercial district for a food vendor to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 15,285 square feet, more or less, for the reasons 1 through 3 as given by planning and zoning in their recommendation with conditions contained in 4A through G.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Mr. Phillips makes a motion to approve. Mrs. Mm-hmm. Deaver seconds a
yes.
motion.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver.
Yes, I'll vote yes for the reasons and with the conditions given by Planning and Zoning Commission.
Mr. Cole.
I'll vote yes with the Planning and Zoning recommendation.
Mr. Phillips.
In light of the clear and articulate presentation and approval of Planning and Zoning, I vote yes.
Mr. Wilson.
I vote yes for P&Z.
I also will agree with P&Z's recommendation and their findings and the what they placed on it. I vote yes, motion carried.
Okay, thank you. The next matter is change of zone number 1758, Dozer LLC, care of Hal Dukes.
Here's your books.
Oh, boy.
This is an application to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agriculture residential district to a MR medium density residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County. One parcel containing 7.2 acres more or less, land lying north of Double Bridges Road, Road 363, being east of Parker House Road, being Road 362. 911 address was not available since it's vacant property. And a tax map ID of District 134, Map 19, and being a part of Parcel 19. Again, on this application, on September 25th, 2014, the Planning and Zoning Commission held public hearing. I just passed down copies of the survey site plan within the exhibit booklet that was provided by the applicant on September 12th of 2014. In the process of the public hearing, we heard comments from DLDOT, the County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division, the Sussex Conservation District. The Harold Dukes, Esquire of Tunnel Razor Professional Association, Ken Christianberry, professional engineer with Axiom Engineering, were both present and gave testimony on this application. There were no parties present in support of or in opposition to the application. On September 25th, the commission did defer action for further consideration. On October 9th, 2014, the commission discussed this application under old business. Mr. Smith stated he would move that the commission recommend approval of change of zone 1758 for Dozer LLC for a rezoning from AR1 agriculture residential to MR medium density residential based upon a record made at the public hearing for the following reasons. One, the proposed rezoning is located in an environmentally sensitive developing area according to the Sussex County Land Use Plan. 2, the proposed zoning is located in a mixed residential area, according to the county land use plan. 3, the proposed rezoning is consistent with neighboring and adjacent properties and uses and will not have an adverse impact on neighboring properties or community. It is in close proximity to other lands that have a GR, general residential zoning, and is near a municipal boundary of the town of Ocean View. 4, the proposed rezoning is located within the Sussex County Miller Creek Sanitary Sewer District, and the county engineering department states that there is adequate capacity for the project as proposed. 5, the proposed rezoning is consistent with the stated purposes of the MR zoning district. And 6, no parties appeared in opposition. Therefore, there was a motion by Mr. Smith, seconded by Mr. Johnson, and carried unanimously to forward this application to council with a recommendation that it be approved for the reasons stated, and that motion so carried 5-0. I have no additional comments from any agency or individual to date since the public hearing.
Okay, any questions from council? Seeing none, Mr. Dukes. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. This consists of Dozer LLC is a limited liability company consisting of 4 owners, Wayne Lednum and Scott Lednum, and then Mike Redman from Bethany Beach and myself. We purchased this over 10 years ago, and it was basically almost an open field at the time. What happened was the highway department apparently didn't get some ditches cleared, and over the years, water flowed into the area, and we got into the wetlands issue. A couple years ago, the county came to us, and they wanted to put a pump station in the area, and we offered to give them the land on the point there, which we did do. They built a pump station. Everything was fine. We go to develop the land and subsequently discovered that over the last few years, the wetland vegetation had taken hold where the water had flowed into our property. So rather than go through a lengthy process of trying to get it reversed with the Corps of Engineers, we decided to go up to the high ground and build a very small community so we can get our money back. And that is the purpose today. We're looking for a smaller building lots. And the engineer, of course, will go over all the details on that. That's the bottom line. We've talked to all of our neighbors. Our neighbors actually have been very supportive in this. And our goal is to basically do a small community there and be able to give the rest of the open space to the community, which is a significant amount of open space, the wetlands that is now zoned partially wetlands. And that's where we are. So in that regard, I'd like our engineer to go ahead and be able to make the presentation.
Thank you, Mr. Dukes. Good afternoon. Ken Christenberry with Axiom Engineering here in Georgetown. We prepared these project books for your use. I am going to read through the introduction and make references to the tabs. If you could follow along in the tabs, you'll become very familiar with the project's location and why we believe the change of zone to MR is appropriate for this parcel. Dozer LLC is proposing the development of a major subdivision consisting of 14 new single-family lots. The subject property is located in the Miller Creek Sanitary Sewer District. The 2008 Comprehensive Plan Future Land Use Map indicates the property is located in mixed residential areas, and that's indicated in tab 2 of your book. The project is currently zoned AR1, Agricultural Residential, and is located in the Environmentally Sensitive Development District Overlay Zone. Development within the ESDOZ allows for subdivision of 7,500 square foot lots, 4 single family homes, for land served by Central Water and Central Sewer. On March 28, 2006, the applicant dedicated a portion of this property to Sussex County for the installation of pump station number 286 of the Miller Creek Sanitary Sewer District. And the deed where Mr. Howe Dukes received $1 from the county is tab 3. The applicant anticipated residential development of the subject's lands under the ESDOZ. The Public Service Commission has issued a Certificate of Public Convenience and Necessity to Artesian Water Company to provide central water to the subject property. However, subsequent to the addition of these lands to the Miller Creek Sanitary Sewer District, no extensions of central water have been made in the vicinity of the project. Artesian Water Company has issued a statement to DENRAC, their well control or well permitting branch, indicating that individual wells would be appropriate for the subject property, and that email is in tab 4. The applicant dedicated the pump station to Sussex County. It was with the anticipation that the land could be developed in a similar fashion to the surrounding GR1 zone lands. If you look at the zoning map here, my red dot is in the middle of our project. All the yellow zoning is GR or GRRPC. See, we're very much in character in terms of the lot sizes. Mr. Dukes mentioned that the neighbors who did come to the Planning Commission hearing were very much in favor of our application, and one of the reasons that was apparent was that we have not requested GR. The primary difference between GR and MR is that had we requested GR to match what's there, we would be permitted to do single-wide trailers on the lots in this development.
Manufactured homes, not trailers.
Thank you, Mr. Coleman.
We know what you meant.
Just the neighbors, for your welfare.
The neighbors were happy. Thank you. I appreciate the correction. Duly noted. The neighbors were delighted to hear that Mr. Dukes was interested in an MR district, which, of course, would not permit the installation of manufactured homes. But in terms of the density, it's very much in character with the surrounding areas. As you can tell from the zoning map, the dark blue is actually the town of Ocean View, which has an even higher density allowed in the zoning of that parcel that abuts this project area. The applicant owns 14.6 acres up to and including the boundary of the pump station right there. Change of zone 1758 is a request to rezone the easternmost 7.2 acres, or approximately half of the applicant's land. Essentially, it's this area here where the lots would go. The area here would remain AR1. It would also remain an open space because it has been delineated as federal wetlands, and no development of any kind is proposed in there. The only impact to that area at all that's anticipated is the installation of a sewer line running alongside Double Bridges Road on here. And the tab 9 has the permit that's been issued from the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers to install that sewer, allow for that temporary impact. There are no permanent impacts because the manholes all occur outside of the wetland areas.
Did you say
tab 9? Tab 9. Should I have said? Oh, I'm sorry. Tab 9 is the approval from Mr. Izzo's office for the sewer construction drawings. Tab 10 is the wetland impact permit that was issued by the Corps of Engineers, and that actually includes drawings showing how the sewer is going to be installed if you have any interest in getting familiar with the particulars. No additional wetlands impacts are anticipated for the development of this project. That sewer installation allows the
sewer to get to where the lots are proposed for the project. And all the lots are proposed in lands that are upland.
So it's not anticipated that any additional wetland or environmental impacts would result.
Mitigation.
With that, if there are any questions, Mr. Dukes and I are available.
Question to council?
Seeing none, do you have anything else to add?
I don't think we do.
Okay. If not, is there anyone here today that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone in favor? Seeing none, is there anyone here today would like to speak in opposition to this application? Anyone in opposition? Seeing none, Mr. President, we can close the public hearing at this point, and if it's the council's pleasure, we can close the public record.
We'll close the public hearing and pleasure council close the public comments.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And Mr. Moore, if you'd read the short title.
Thank you. An ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to an MR medium density residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 7.2035 acres more or less for the reasons given by planning zoning as 1 through 6 as shown on page 6 of your packet.
I move for adjournment.
Pleasure, council.
I move
motion,
for approval.
Mrs. Deaver. Second, Mr. Phillips, to approve change of zone 1758 for the reasons as listed from planning and zoning hearing. Mm-hmm. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver.
Yes, I vote yes in accordance with what planning and zoning has come up with, and the vote was 5-0.
Cole.
I'll vote yes. It's basically infill areas, got similar developments and close proximity, so I'll vote yes.
Phillips.
It's an appropriate use. It obviously doesn't have any opposition. Planning and zoning record recommendation, I vote yes.
Mr. Wilson.
I vote yes on the recommendation of P&Z.
I also will agree with P&Z's reasoning, and it does make sense in that area to do this, so I will vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you all.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Entertain a motion to adjourn.
It was very pleasant.
You did a fine job, Mr. Dukes.
Thank you.
Second. Second, Mr. Wilson.
Yes. I'll put it on my resume when I get
it. It will.
We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Cole.
Yes.
Phillips.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
I mean, yes. Motion carried. We're now adjourned.
Same to you, Mr. President.